Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
You're listening to SBS Greek. I'm Anastasia Rallis, and today we welcome an exceptional athlete, Stacey Heimer. Stacey, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Stacey is an Australian Olympian based in Melbourne with Greek-Albanian roots, and has represented Australia at both the Tokyo 2020 and Paris 2024 Olympic Games. She has won medals at major events in Korea and Australia this year and is now preparing for the World Championships in China. Of course, we'll talk all about the details in a bit, but first, Stacey, I want you to tell me, what's your story? How did you get started with Taekwondo?
I started Taekwondo when I was 4 years old, and I started because my older brother started Taekwondo first, and my dad, watching the 2000 Olympics, watching Lauren Burns win her gold medal, I think it inspired him to put his children into Taekwondo. And my dad was always a very much always watched Kung Fu and karate growing up as a kid, so I think he always wanted to be part of martial arts somehow. And so when I started Taekwondo, I very much fell in love with the sport. We played lots of games. It was very active and fun. And I found my environment where I could just enjoy myself as well as learning new skills and techniques along the way.
But was there a moment when you realized that this could be more than a hobby?
I think when I was about 14 and 15, when I decided to go for my first Junior World Championships, I wanted to make the team, the national team, but I lost my first selection event. And that's when I was like, okay, I want to put a bit more effort into this because I really want to do well here and go on my first Junior World team. And so when I was about 16 and I made the team, it was my first international competition where I went to Canada for the Junior World Championship. And then when I saw the competition there, I saw Australia compared to the rest of the world, the standard that we had. And I saw myself in the final fights, but I lost my first fight and I was like, I need to be in the finals and I need to do this sport because I believe that I can do this. And so I just went back into training, put my head down. And then that's when we kind of saw the 2020 Olympics coming up. And so my coaches and I, we sat down, we had our big conversation saying, okay, what competitions are we going to have and tackle in order to get to the Olympics? And so one competition at a time, you had to win those competitions. And so I did, I kept winning them and we kept going. And then I won the Oceania Championships. And I was like, okay, amazing. Now we've got ranking points in the Olympic ranking and world ranking. And so that's when I started joining the national team and we started going on international tours. And then from then on, I made it to my first Olympics.
Sounds like a very interesting journey. And you mentioned Olympics. What did it feel like to compete in the Tokyo 2020 and Paris 2024 Olympic Games?
Well, competing in Tokyo being my first Olympics, it was actually quite scary, very daunting. And we didn't have the crowd. We didn't have my parents or anyone except for my coaches in my corner. And I really had to focus in on myself and my mental strength walking out onto the mats. And I was really scared. I was very nervous. I think I had jelly legs all the way up until I started fighting. And then once you start fighting, then that's when you kind of relax a little bit, find your flow, and you really just have to rely on your mind and body to do the work. And so competing, I was doing really well. I was able to replay, find scoring options, stick to the game plan. And then in the last few seconds, the opponent was able to capitalize and then she won the fight. And so in that moment, I was a bit down on myself, but overall I was really happy that I was able to put on a really good performance considering being my first Olympics, being very scary, but still having to get the job done.
But making it there is such a big achievement. And 2025 sounds like it's been a really exciting year for you with all the championships and medals. Can you please tell us a bit more about this?
So coming off the Paris Games, I took a bit of a break, and then coming into 2025, the year started a bit slow into getting my performance up and running. I really had to kind of find my feet again, find my fighting confidence again. And so we had the Asian Championships, we had the, you know, Korean Open competitions and the Daegu University Festival, and then the Muji Grand Prix Challenge. And that's when I started to find my rhythm again. And so fighting high-level competitions and fighting good-level opponents, I was able to find my feet, do well and find that fight and confidence that I know is in me. And then I could see from the start of the year to now, my performance has improved over time, which is really good. And then now looking back at the Grand Prix Challenge in Muji, that I made it into the quarterfinal. So I won my first two fights, lost into my second, which is okay. But still, overall performance-wise, I can see the projector just keep increasing and I am becoming more confident. I am becoming more confident in my skill set and in my fighting ability, which is actually a really good performance.
Yeah, but I guess it takes a lot of hard work and dedication. Now I want you to tell me, what's a typical day like in an athlete's life?
I wake up very early and I go do my conditioning session with the team. And say, for example, on Monday morning, we did a big strength and conditioning session on the bikes. We have our program set by our strength and conditioning coach, Yoss, who is amazing. And then we go into our Taekwondo technical session later in the evening, which is by our national coaches, Soekun and Ryan. And so they take the sessions where we are focused on technical sparring work, where there is blocking, reaction work and fighting scenarios. And then we'll go into some sort of sparring or strength work.
Taekwondo is as much mental as it is physical. How do you prepare your mindset?
I like to take a bit of time before every competition to have my own time. So no distractions, go somewhere where it's peace and really get myself into a state where I can calmly do a lot of mental visualization. And then I write in my diary every time before a competition, that way to get all, say, if I have pre-nerves or any sort of tactical play that I need to remind myself, if it's positive affirmations or if it's the tactical side of Taekwondo, and just writing down my strengths to remind myself of my capabilities. And so that, as well as the mental visualization, I just find really helps prepare my mind, so then by the time I get there, I just know exactly what I'm going to do. I know how to read, play well, respond to my coach, and make sure that I am executing the right movements in order to find points.
So this is like your ritual before the big fight?
Yeah, definitely a good ritual, just getting it all out of my mind and into a piece of paper, or talking it to myself even, just to make sure everything is aligned and ready to go.
Amazing. What would it mean to you personally to win a medal at the Olympics?
Huge, absolutely huge. Like, that is the number one goal and still is in my sporting career. And that is why I still believe that I can do it. I can go to training every day. I have the right supporting system and I can do well. I can compete. I am a smart fighter. I am a strong fighter. So now it's just being confident in my abilities and really just going out there and just owning the place, because I still believe I can do that. So winning that Olympic medal, I think, would just be the happiest day of my life.
What's your biggest achievement so far?
Making it to the Paris Olympic Games, definitely being my second Olympics at that stage. I think competing there at the Paris Games with a lot more supportive environment. So having my ideal coach in my corner, having the teammates supporting me from back in Australia, having my family there as well, having everybody there in my corner, I felt so comfortable and so much more at ease to be able to do what I need to do and really have fun. I think that is the most important part of competition, is enjoying it but still being focused. And so, yeah, having that environment supporting me made the huge difference to be able to just relax and replay well and just fight.
And of course, it's something you should be proud of. What's the craziest or the most intense fight you've ever been to?
I think fighting is always very intense. You can never have an easy day. You can never have an easy fight. I think a very challenging one was my most recent one in the quarterfinals at the Muji Grand Prix Challenge, because you want to go into semifinals, you want to get into a finals, but getting there is really hard work. And so making it into the quarterfinals, but really trying to pull everything together when my legs are feeling heavy, they're feeling quite jelly-like, and my mind is becoming a bit frazzled because I'm very exhausted, but still having to pull it all together to try and find points, not get scored on, have good blocking, have good movement. I found that very challenging in itself. And now when I look back on it, I now know what I need to work on to get into that semi-finals because I'm nearly there. I've made that baby step forward. I've made it into the quarterfinals against a high-level fighter. I now know what I need to do to push myself even further to make it into that semi-finals.
Beautiful. Many young athletes, especially girls, look up to you. What advice would you give to those little girls who dream of becoming athletes or more specifically Taekwondo athletes?
I think having that self-determination and that self-motivation and a lot of self-positive talk is what is going to push you to do what you need to do in terms of doing the extra steps outside of your training at home, pushing yourself that little bit further even in training, but also giving yourself a lot of positive talk to remind yourself that you are progressing one step at a time, one little baby step at a time, and to make sure you keep going to those competitions and keep improving and take back what you need to improve even further, because you're not going to get the result you want straight away. It's going to take a lot of time. And if you want your goal, if you want to achieve your goal, it's going to take a lot of hard work. So just keep at it, and positive mind is positive output.
I'd say that's a really good piece of advice.
I take that from my coach. He says that quite a lot.
Does he inspire you?
He does. Both my coaches, Sokun and Ryan, they inspire me every day to keep going for my goals and keep achieving them, one day at a time.
And I think one of the most important aspects is having a good coach and working hard together. It's really like a team effort.
Definitely. I mean, Taekwondo is individual sport, but we are a team and we push each other and we support each other no matter what.
So you are of Greek Albanian heritage. Has that background influenced your journey so far?
I think definitely having a really supportive family has really impacted my training for them to understand that, okay, I can't necessarily eat everything all today, you know, when we have a family get together, and they respect that. And so I think that is really important, where they understand my lifestyle and what it takes to be part of a Taekwondo athlete. And so pushing yourself, and they are always asking questions on how to achieve my next one. They're always really supportive. They're always very intrigued in what I'm doing and also giving me lots of advice to help me and push me to reach my goals. And so I think having a really good cultural background and supportive family really makes all the difference.
Yeah, and I guess it's a real challenge being at a Greek or Albanian family table and not being able to eat everything. But I think it's good that they support you. When you were a kid, did you try any other sports?
I've always been a very sporty person, quite naturally. I love soccer. Growing up, I was always playing soccer with the boys. And I really find that really helped with a lot of my confidence. And the boys always saw me as equal. So even going into high school, I continued playing soccer. I played softball. And I love my sports. And so playing soccer, playing softball, I was able to just go out there and excel and get a really good team morale. And then once we had that good team morale, that's when you saw our performance increase. And so we were able to make it into the finals, and we were able to win games and having a really good atmosphere, and we're dancing and we're carrying on and we're mucking around, but we're laughing. And then we're going out onto the match, onto the pitch, and we're just getting the job done, and we're enjoying, and we're talking to each other. And that is when we're really at the most having the most fun, and we're able to win as well. So that is also the bonus.
So you switched from a team sport to an individual one. How is that different?
The team sports are a lot of fun. And for me, I muck around a lot. I'll yell, I'll scream, I'll sing, I'll dance with my teammates. And it's really a lot of fun. And then as an individual sport, I think I'm a lot more serious because it is myself. I am pushing myself. And then I have to remind myself to have fun at sometimes, which I do always. And I'll start mucking around, I'll start singing again, I'll muck around with my coaches or my other teammates. But then when you're in that team environment, I think I just get too excited and too carried away, so I'm just mucking around the entire time.
That's okay. I mean, you have to enjoy it. During those long training sessions, how do you stay focused and motivated?
Yeah, like leading into a competition is it's quite serious in a way. You know you have a job to do when you get there. But that whole lead up towards it is actually quite difficult because you're putting that self pressure on, and as well as the enjoyment side of pushing yourself, but you actually have to put in that hard work and focus in every day, even when you don't want to. And it's quite hard when, say, you're lying in bed and you don't want to move. Your body's in agony. It's sore. You've got bruises everywhere. But you have to go to training. You have to push yourself. You have to go. This is your job. And you have to put that energy in to be able to get what your goal is at the end. And when you do push yourself, you get a lot of satisfaction. Once you do finish that hard training session, you're like, oh, thank you, like, I've finished. But you're happy with yourself, and you have to be happy with your training and pushing yourself, and happy with the hard work that you do put in, because ultimately it is very hard work to achieve what you want to achieve. And so, yeah, you just have to enjoy pushing yourself, but making sure you are making those right decisions at training.
So if you weren't an athlete, what else would you see yourself doing?
If I weren't an athlete, I think recently I've really been enjoying cooking. Okay. And it probably shows that I did go in and study food tech and nutrition, so food has always been a big part of my life. And probably because I am in a Greek Albanian family, food is very much the thing that surrounds us all and brings us all together. And so I probably would go into a line of maybe becoming a chef, or, you know, opening a cafe or a restaurant or something. Anything to do with food, I love. Anything to do with eating and bringing people together, I love.
Yeah, getting together and eating is such a big thing for Greek and Albanian families. Do you have any other hobbies?
Do I have any other hobbies? I like sleeping. I like resting. I like eating. No, but I majorly just like spending time with my family and my friends. I think that brings me the most joy.
What advice would you give to people who want to follow their dreams?
I really think just putting your head down and focusing on yourself and making sure you're getting all the little things right. And the little things are your nutrition, it's your rest, it's your recovery, it's your strength and conditioning. Once you get all those little things, your body will start feeling really good when you're at training, and as well as your mental state. For me, mental is everything. And so once I have a clear mental state, I'm able to relax and think better. And so then when I am in competition, my performance is really good because I'm backing myself. I'm not doubting myself. I have that confidence. And that confidence comes from eating clean, training well, looking after your body in recovery. And when I'm not in a good mental state, or I'm not competing well, I always remind myself, what are my happy places? What are things that make me feel happy? And what am I doing at that time when I'm competing and feeling good competing? And so it's those reminders that I put in place, and so then I try and repeat that. So if it is writing before competition, if it is talking to someone before a competition to get all my pre-nerves out, if it is stretching, you know, little things to get myself in a good mental state, and I have to remind myself, what are those happy things? And then you just keep doing it over and over and over, and then you see the performance just starts paying off. And you just start winning, or you find that flow state and everything just starts coming together.
After the World Championship in October, what's next for you and how can people follow your journey?
So the World Championships in China, and that can be televised on YouTube through World Taekwondo, and they also have the app World Taekwondo, and because all our competitions are live streamed, as well as my Instagram, ShimaTKD. That's where I post all my Taekwondo things, photos, videos, highlights, absolutely everything. And I do love my community there because it's just fun. I just do everything for fun. And then after that, the World Championships, we have the Thailand Grand Prix Challenge, which will be my final competition of the year, I think, if my coaches decide to bring out any more competitions. I'm not sure yet. And then that's pretty much the year finished for me. And then we just prepare for the new season next year.
Thank you so much, Stacey. It's been wonderful talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. And make sure you keep looking out for me and Taekwondo in the future.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.